But when we graduated, our graduating class had 4 guys. The reason for that was because the Rakai. A year before that, the Rakai,
the coffee.
No, they made a new rule that you had was optional, just like you wanted to go that side, Konawaena or Honaunau.
Oh.
And we had, wasn't too big the class, maybe about 15 or 16, that's all, when we were 7th grade. so when we went to school, you know, first day of school in 8th grade, the teacher looked around and he see only 4 people.
Oh, no!
And then the first day of school, gotta elect class officers. Everybody had... President, Vice President, Secretary, Treasurer, everybody had their own money vote.
Lucky.
That was good fun. Man.
Oh boy.
Only play 8th grade.
Look at days when you can remember. It was so good, yeah.
And when you were small time, that you know, like in elementary, like that, people just say pigeon.
Yeah, or pigeon.
Yeah.
Because, you know, down here, this school, a Hawaiian school, all of the fishermen's like that. All of the Leslie's, Grace, and all them. All Hawaiians like that. All Hawaiian teachers. I remember when we first went down there in the morning, the Rakai, about the first hour, we only sing Hawaiian song. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then after lunch, we only garden. So we get only about maybe less than 2 hours to do our class work. Oh. Yeah.
Great class alike. Me too.
So... The Rakai, you know, we went after 9th grade, from 9th grede they consider high school up here. Really.
Yeah.
After 9th grade was the Rakai, kind of hard getting adjusted.
Yeah.
And we never used to change class down there. It's like one room all day.
Same teacher, huh?
Same seat.
Oh, your postage can change 4 times.
It was good fun though.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you can remember. Yeah.
When we all the way through high school, we never wear shoes. The only time we wear shoes was on May Day and when we graduate.
Yeah, that kind of cheap, man.
And we wear long pants, you know, go down there. Then as soon as we reach down there already, we play or something, go garden or short pants.
What kind of game are you supposed to play?
Alabia.
What's that?
You don't know Alabia?
No.
It's the kind, you know, the durum bag?
Yeah.
Used to fill them up with sawdust like that.
Oh, it's like bean bag.
Yeah, bean bag. Used to call them Alabia that time.
Oh, yeah. Good fun. But you supposed to have to work hard too, because coffee. Not too much.
Yeah, the kind. Coffee season like that, we used to... Power school 2 o'clock before time.
Yeah.
And then we got a Darakai, come home. We no reach home by 3 o'clock. My old man used to chase us with the coffee stick. Goofing off, you know.
Yeah. Oh man.
Like my big brother Darakai wasn't too bad. When we moved Kona already.
He was big, eh?
He was going Hilo High already, so.
Oh. Did
they
go transfer?
No, he was Hilo High, so when he came here, he didn't... ...30s or 40s or...
Yeah, all the young people move out, eh, though?
They all gone, boy. I remember... I don't know, man, we're gonna get class reunion pretty soon, but I don't know how many people around here, I guess. Well, I hardly see any anyway.
From your senior class, how many people would graduate?
Oh, not too bad. That I had about 130 something.
Oh, it's good. More better than Chamon.
Yeah, that's true. My class is graduating
with 26. Like Darakai, Konawaena now they graduate 200 something.
Yeah,
I guess, no?
Plenty people.
Plenty. How old is something I get now?
They're almost closing down.
But there are plenty of people now. Yeah. Plenty of homeless, you know?
The howlies that are kind of, they all Kailua size, so not too bad, eh? Mm. Before time when I went to school, the Rakan, you know, in our class, had only two howlies.
Yeah.
When we graduated. Oh. So, the Rakan, now I see plenty of howlies.
I see plenty of beach homes up here.
Beach homes?
Yeah, to like, you know, to like fancy homes.
Where?
Up here, you know, coming. Nice kind of house,
huh? Mm. I think the coffee farmers, some of them, they finally learn how to splurge some money. Well, plenty of tight wads, you know, around here. That's why they say before time, you get married to one corner girl, rich family, but you ain't getting nothing.
That's right. The uptight one.
That's how they got rich.
Boy. That's right.
You know, that the first time we came corner, boy. Like now, rain like this, the coffee fall down. It maybe rain continuously for about 1 week. Yeah. Coffee all fall down. See all the people all on their hands and knees picking up coffee like that. Yeah.
That's right.
That's how they got plenty money, I guess.
Enough. You don't need to read the top part.
Last year, my cousin Ella came to Honolulu from Maui. We put her up in the guest room since she didn't have any other place to stay. In fact, we treated her well. It wasn't bad the first 3 weeks, but after that, we started getting nervous. She slept till 11:30 in the morning, then took over the bathroom for a whole hour. She never straightened out her room. It was a mess. Lend a hand sometimes, I said to her the other day. Okay, I'm not going to bother you folks after next month, she said. I'm going to find another place. Another month, I thought it had better be sooner than that. The next day, she got a letter from her estranged boyfriend in Maui. I miss you, he said in the letter. You better come home quick, sweetheart. The next day, she went straight home.
Okay, that's